He rises and walks to the door.
This conversation has come to an end. You will apologize to Lord Denby for your rudeness, Gemma.
Like a child, I run to keep up with him. Lord Denby is a part of this. He's of the Rakshana, and he means to recruit Tom in order to take my magic from me.
Gemma,
he warns. But Papa, I say, my voice strangled by the sob I dare not let out. Isn't it better to speak the truth, to know?
I do not want to know,
he bellows, and I am silenced. He doesn't want to know about Mother or Tom or me or himself.
Gemma, pet, let's forget this nonsense and return to the party, shall we?
He coughs hard into his handkerchief. He can't seem to draw a clear breath, but the spasm subsides. The red in his face fades like a sunset. I cannot answer. It is as if a cold, hard weight has been placed upon my chest. Everyone thinks my father such a charming man. If only I wanted charm and nothing deeper, I should be a happy girl. I want to hate him for his easy charm. I want to, but I can't, because he is all I have. And if I have to, I will make him see. Father? Before he can object, I take hold of his arm and we are joined. His eyes widen. He tries to pull from my grasp. He can't stay with me, not even for this one moment. And this small knowledge hits the deepest wound within me hard. You will see, Father. You'll know the truth, even if I have to force you to see it. The more he fights it, the more magic I have to employ. I show him everything, feeling him tremble in my grasp, hearing the small cries of denial. Soon I am aware of him as well, his secrets, his vanities, his fears. His life flits past my mind, a thick ribbon unspooling, and I am the one who should like to look away. But I can't. There's too much magic at work. I am no longer in control. We're recklessly joined. I am aware of the small scrap of paper in his pocket, an address in East London where he will find the opium he craves. It has begun again. I feel his struggle turning to resolve. He will do it, and the cycle will begin again. Despair, shiny and jagged, rakes across me. I swallow hard and will myself not to feel, not to care, but I can't. I know that the magic can't heal, but that doesn't stop me from trying. I will take this longing from him, and then I will cure Tom of his attraction to the Rakshana, and we will be as happy as we were before. Father gives another small cry, and suddenly I feel nothing from him. My hand is cold where it touches his. I break the contact, and Father falls to the floor, unmoving. His eyes are open, his mouth is twisted, his breathing is strangled. Father! I shout, but he's beyond me. What have I done? I run for Mrs. Nightwing and Tom. It's Father! I blurt out. He's in the parlour. With me leading the way, we hurry back. Tom and my headmistress move Father to a chair. His breath is still raspy, and there is bloody spittle on his bottom lip. His eyes stare straight at me, accusing.
What the devil happened?
Tom asks. I can't answer. I want to cry, but I'm too horrified. Lord Denby appears.
Can I be of assistance?
Stay away from my father, I shout. The magic roars to life again, and it takes all my strength to silence it.
Gemma,
Tom reprimands me.
She's overcome by grief. Perhaps we should help the young lady to her room,
Lord Denby suggests, reaching for my arm. No, don't touch me!
Miss Doyle!
Mrs. Nightwing starts, but I don't stay to hear the end of it. I run fast for the secret door, and as I stagger through the passageway, I could swear I see the Borderlands fairy there, but I can't stop. Magic leaks from my paws, my legs shake, but I make it all the way up the mountain and to the Well of Eternity and Circe.